Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's a great pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience, all across the nation. Today, we have a great guest coming on for a segment, and we say good afternoon and welcome to Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Eric.
Okay, we're glad to hear from you. It's an interesting day in August. We have writers like Salenti saying the Second America Revolution has begun. So where do you fit in all of these things that are happening with your organization of Gun Owners of America? I would like to suggest that there will be a commercial break here quite quickly, so just so you're advised. So we're pleased to have you on, and I am aware that Larry Pratt is attending a Freedom 21 conference as a main speaker, so we might talk a little bit about that as well.
Okay. Very good. Well, there's a whole lot going on here in Washington. Of course, we just had a vote on Supreme Court justice. On the one hand, didn't go well. We didn't have enough votes to kill the nomination. Looked at from another way, though, we did amazingly well. The last two times we had a Democrat president pick a Supreme Court justice, that being Ginsburg and Breyer, we got less than 10 votes against them both times. Well, we got 31 votes against Sotomayor, many of the senators expressing, in fact, for some senators, it was the first time they had ever voted against a Supreme Court justice, and they said it was because of Second Amendment reasons and basically her opposition to the Second Amendment and self-defense that they couldn't support her. So, you know, I suppose it's the silver lining in the dark cloud, but, you know, we think that sends a shot across the bow for Obama. His numbers are plummeting, and he just can't keep throwing up the radical people that he was able to in the beginning of his administration. Now that there's increasing opposition in the Senate and increasing opposition across the country.
Well, it is rather revealing, and I think you said it correctly, when he has certainly this power to introduce his choices in all of these different categories, and so often they're really quite shocking, or to this date have been quite shocking, in their background and what they represent. It's very difficult for a lot of people to think, oh, this is the change they were wanting. I'm certain that many people who were very valiant in their support of Mr. Obama are now taking a look at some of his colleagues that he has put in high places.
I think there is a lot of buyer's remorse going on. I think a lot of people were upset with the previous administration for various reasons. Some of the opposition was from the far left, some from the far right. I think the current president was a pretty face, and a lot of people maybe didn't look as closely at his history, and so they felt comfortable voting for him, and now they are just besides themselves, and I've talked to many.
I think a bit of shock, you bet. We'll pick it up there after the break. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. We'll just review the Second Amendment. You're listening to Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America, today's guest. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Doesn't say the police department. It doesn't say FEMA. Doesn't say Department of Homeland Security. It says the right of the people, and that's what you're about. I was going to ask you some of the status of all the many bills that seem to be created by creative thinking in regard to the Second Amendment. What bills should the people be aware of or concerned about, in your estimation?
Sure. Good question. There is a lot of bills. In fact, we've got on our website at gunowners.org a list of the gun-related bills. Amazingly enough, some would affect our gun rights and probably have the greatest chance of passing because they're not overtly labeled as a gun bill. For example, the discussion over the health care legislation in the Congress would actually impact tremendously upon our gun rights. Now, to go back a little bit, when the stimulus bill was passed, one of the many things that did, I mean, there was hardly a thing that the stimulus bill didn't throw money at, but one of the things it did was to create a registry, a database for medical information. Now, with that database, it would still be possible. You would still be able to choose a doctor or an insurance company where your medical information is not going into that database. However, with all the current healthcare bills that are in the Congress, which are requiring that every single American be insured, a mandate requiring that by necessity will require that the Obama administration will determine what constitutes a qualified health policy, and more to the point, what health-related information will be put into that national database. Now, you may still be thinking, well, how does this relate to my gun rights? Well, already, health-related information is being used to deny some of our most bravest Americans their gun rights, and that is exactly what's happened to our combat veterans. As they return from war, many of them suffering from things like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, where they, you know, nightmares, maybe they'll get the shakes, you know, sometimes as they'll have flashbacks, things like that. Well, the VA encourages them to go for counseling, and there's benefits, they get free counseling, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what has happened is that now more than 150,000 combat veterans who have gone for this counseling have had their names submitted into the NICS background check system, and they are now denied the ability to purchase or own a firearm on the basis that they are quote-unquote mentally incompetent. See, that is such an outrage, and that is the problem with taking this health-related information, really, which is none of the government's business. There's no reason why they should have their hands on this kind of information. That's the danger in collectivizing that and putting that in a central location. So all that is coming to us. In fact, ironically, it's not, you know, when you turn on the TV or the radio and you hear all the debate over health care, this aspect of the health care bill is not one that you're typically likely to hear, and yet it's perhaps, you know, as far as we're concerned, one of the greatest dangers.
Indeed, and I guess there's just kind of an awakening on the internet as to the ramifications of the health care bill and the awareness of just what you indicated, that indeed there was a segment or section, I believe it was 3001, parenthesis small c, parenthesis small 3, and a parenthesis small I. I think you found that on your website as well, and in other areas. In addition, that the stimulus package of February included in-depth information in regard to health care and indeed $1.1 billion for the establishment of this commission, so-called, of folks not necessarily in the medical field but with power to determine what happens in the medical field. So as of yesterday, this was like wildfire going across the internet, that perhaps the health care was two segments, not just one, and that much of it had been passed in February with this, maybe we'll call it a Trojan horse or some kind of a cover for gun control that would come in under the Section 3001. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to stop some of these things that are going on. Now, there's another bill. Is it H.R. 45? Can you tell us the status of that one?
H.R. 45, introduced by Congressman Rush of Illinois, that bill is still in the committee, thankfully. It hasn't moved out. And here's the irony, is that a lot of these overt gun bills may not have as great a chance of passing as some of the legislation, such as in the health care bill. But as far as H.R. 45, if it were to pass, it would be one of the most disastrous pieces of legislation that we could be hit with. This bill, probably its main feature is to establish registration of all handguns, including semi-automatic firearms. It would be illegal to own a firearm, a handgun or a semi-automatic firearm that was not registered. And of course, you know, our opposition to that stems from the fact that the government has no business knowing who owns firearms, and that historically, not only in this country in limited areas, but also extensively in other countries, registration has been used as a first step towards gun confiscation. So we strenuously oppose such a bill and such a measure. But in addition to that, I mean, it would require thumbprints. There would be tests that you would have to take, written exams, et cetera, before you could own a firearm. I mean, there's just a litany of regulations that H.R. 45 would impose. Thankfully, it is still in the committee and hasn't moved anywhere, but we're still keeping an eye on it.
That's why it's so important for people to check a website like yours or other organizations that are concerned about these issues. I believe if we don't have the Second Amendment, we don't have any other amendment or other part of our Bill of Rights. This is the enforcer. This is the ability to defend yourself. And it doesn't say all those different organizations that people would like you to believe that maybe just the police can have a weapon, but it says the people, and certainly the responsibility of a republic rests with the people. I was going to ask you, you know, we talk about some of the folks like Sotomayor that has a definite bent or trend in her history that we can determine that might not be beneficial. What about Harold Koh, K-O-H? It seems like he has now been approved to have a very important position in the State Department, I believe. And yet he's known to say that he's very much against the Bill of Rights and the freedom of the Second Amendment for Americans. And he feels like he needs to do more in the years ahead. And one of his issues was regulating small arms internationally. Now, he's got an international pivotal position. Would President Obama have known of his attitude?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that a lot of the people that President Obama has appointed to positions like Attorney General, like Harold Coe, one of the chief counsels at the State Department, like a Sonia Sotomayor, you see this common theme where they are virulently against self-defense and against the Second Amendment. Harold Coe, who is now at the State Department, has said that he has actually said that he has spent sleepless nights thinking about how to enact greater gun restrictions, and he is excited about the prospect of using international agreements to do what perhaps the Congress hasn't been able to do in terms of passing gun control. I mean, this is just incredible that now we have this type of thinking, this type of person. The person that we had before at the State Department, John Bolton, was just a godsend. Under the Bush administration, he was a strenuous opponent of gun control and kept us from signing on to many of the gun control treaties that other countries are begging us to sign on to. But there's all kinds of things that that we need to be concerned about. For example, there's a treaty known as CIFTA, which most of the Central American countries have signed on to. Just a couple countries have still to actually ratify it. Our country is one of the few that has yet to ratify, and thank goodness that we haven't, because it would outlaw a lot of ammunition that that we currently have and impose other types of restrictions as well. And again, these, you know, what they do is they're frustrated with the fact that Congress hasn't passed enough gun control, and so then they think that they can get around that by using international agreements to do it. And so this is, you know, again, it's just the kind of thing that, that we've got to keep an eye on, that, that we're strenuously opposing. And as you pointed out, people can go to our website at gunowners.org, sign up for our free email alerts, and we'll keep you up to date as, you know, we don't treat that as a newsletter. We don't just flood you with, you know, interesting information. We only send out alerts when it's absolutely necessary, when there are things happening in Congress that need the grassroots attention. And when
Why don't you slowly give that out, because someone might say, oh, I need to go get a paper, I need to get a pencil, I would be interested in those alerts. Ladies and gentlemen, at the time, August 2009, a critical time now more than ever for an alert for your Second Amendment and the retainment of your Second Amendment as a citizen of the United States.
Absolutely. Our website again is www.gunowners, that's gunowners with an S, gunowners.org.
Okay, that's great. Can we have a segment after the break for just a few minutes?
Okay, just for a couple. I'm
okay, very good. I'll pick it up on CIFTA. Okay.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, you've been listening to Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and you referenced CISTA, the Inter-American Convention Against Illicit Manufacturing and Trafficking in Firearms. And I was stunned during the official visit to Mexico on April 16th, there about 2009, when President Obama announced his support for the U.S. Senate ratification of an inter-American treaty on firearms and trafficking called CISTA. And I'm wondering if you could let the listeners know how they should connect the dots with the president and how indeed at the same time he said 90% of the guns confiscated in Mexico drug war came from the USA. I just wondered if you'd comment on both of those items coming from the president.
Sure. Well, first of all, that figure was a total farce, of course. 90% of the weapons are not coming from the United States. What had actually happened was the Mexican government had said, well, look, here's a bunch of guns that we think might have come from the U.S. They asked us to look at those, and then of that universe, 90% of those guns did actually originate in the U.S., but realized that the guns that Mexico gave us to inspect was only a tiny fraction of all the guns that they intercept in the drug war. So in actuality, guns coming from the U.S. was really a tiny fraction because most of the guns come from, in fact, other Central American countries. In fact, even the guns that came from the U.S. very well could have been guns that we sent to military and police in Central America who then, you know, later they defected or they, you know, have sold guns on the black market. I mean, that sort of thing happens all the time. So, yeah, this blame America for the, you know, I mean, come on, let's face it. The drug cartels have planes. They have bazookas, rocket launchers, submarines. I mean, are we also supplying all those items? You know, it gets ludicrous to a point to start blaming America. And finally, you know, you just have to realize, look, criminals are going to be able to get their hands on things. Now, in terms of the CIFTA treaty, oh my goodness, this would be absolutely horrendous. In addition to banning the reloading of firearms, which some of your listeners may do, you know, may do that in the basement, reloading ammunition, etc. It would also allow for the extraditing of U.S. gun dealers to face trial in other countries. I mean, because of the very fact that the United States is being blamed for the violence in other countries, it would allow these other countries to extradite U.S. gun dealers and to face prosecution as being responsible for the flooding of firearms into other countries. And then there's provisions for registration of firearms, provisions for micro-stamping of firearms, which, of course, is another form of registration, which drives up the cost of guns and ammunition. I mean, it's just loaded. It's a gun controller's dream. And so this is something that, of course, we need to watch. And, again, I encourage people to be going to our site at gunowners.org and even sign up for a free email alert so that we can alert them when these things are moving.
Indeed. You know, America needs to be informed and also connect the dots right back to President Obama. If he's willing to say that in Mexico, the question would he be willing to say that from Washington? And we spoke of Sotomayor. We also have an attorney general whose background indicates he's very anti-gun. And so gun owners of America, and certainly your members and citizens abroad this land, have their work cut out for them, don't they? They don't have too many helpers in high places.
No, not with this current administration, we don't. And you mentioned Eric Holder, the attorney general. He, during the Supreme Court case that the court took up last year regarding the gun ban in Washington, D.C., he had signed on to a brief which argued that there was no individual or private right to keep and bear arms, no right of self-defense. And so this is who we have as the top cop in our nation. And so that is very troubling. And as I said before, all these important top picks by President Obama have been very, very anti-gun. And that shouldn't be a surprise because when he was in the state Senate, when he was in the U.S. Senate, he took very anti-gun positions. And so it's not surprising that the people he's picking have the same type of thinking.
Well, you know, I believe you've been very helpful, and I guess the point I think is so strong is if you are supportive of the president, and surely we all want to be supportive of the leader of the nation, but we need to point these things out, and when you start connecting the dots, it seems like out the window with the Second Amendment, certainly by the talk that he's willing to do in Mexico. So for that party that's just so happy with what's happening, these are issues that should be well pointed out and in a hurry, don't you think? Because I believe the Second Amendment is just so key to all the other elements of the Bill of Rights and our rights that we can have and keep. We can only keep them if we have the Second Amendment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at other countries that have lost their right to keep and bear arms, and many times it's those countries where you see genocide committed. You don't see genocide committed against people that have the right to protect themselves and the ability to protect themselves. And, you know, and it's not to say that will happen here, but we want to learn the lessons from history and do our best.
Yes, we're going to go to break, and thanks so much for coming on Born on the 4th of July.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. And ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, so are you looking forward to unwinding a bit on the weekend, or maybe you're going to your second job? Or maybe you're the lucky one and gets to go camping in the mountains. My wish for you, the listeners, is always there. Enjoy life, find joy, and these pieces of information are absolutely amazing. They are real, authentic things that are happening. Over Born on the 4th of July, we work diligently to be prepared, get the listener prepared with great information. Speaking about the pencil and the paper and how you can arm yourself with knowledge, I'll just reiterate what we were speaking of when Eric had to go for another appointment. It was CIFTA, all capital letters, C-I-F-T-A. It is the Spanish acronym for Inter-American Convention Against Illicit Manufacturing and Trafficking in Firearms. Rather lengthy, but CIFTA, you may wish to jot that down in your memory book. An international treaty which will provide world government information on United States gun owners and subject to prosecution by world governments, any crimes committed under the said treaty. A reminder and a repeat. During an official visit to Mexico in and around April 16, 2009, President Barack Obama of the United States of America announced his support for a United States Senate ratification of the Inter-American Treaty on Firearms and Trafficking, called FISTA. Obama also said at that time, and we have now refuted, that 90% of the guns confiscated in Mexico during recent drug wars came from the United States. You've heard President Calderon say the same thing. You have heard our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, say the same thing. But even the FBI has stated that only 17% have been actually traced to the U.S. So, we're asked to accept many things, as you know, but check it out yourself. So this kind of a treaty would be extraordinarily the end and the bad, bad news for the Second Amendment and folks that think that's part of your story as an American. And all you have to do, as we mentioned earlier, is look to history and certain precedents in other nations. And certainly there's always the classic of 1939. Hitler had been elected Chancellor of Germany, if you recall. And one of the first things was the registration of all firearms. And shortly thereafter, he had all firearms confiscated by the government. This is an amazing year, 2009. And you have people like Representative Ron Paul in May having an essay on about the topic of a bad dream and some of the things that we are experiencing as citizens here. And he termed them as a bad dream. And his hope, well, there was some, but he said reversal is possible, but perhaps we should prepare ourselves for revolutionary changes in the not-too-distant future. That was May 19, 2009, that he put out that particular commentary or essay. So, we have to be ever vigilant about the Blair Holt bill or the current story on health care. Of all things, health care, yeah, big deal. But so many things written into stimulus bills. Now a lot of people are thinking the first part, the boards and all of this designated power to a government oversight board has already happened. And now we're hearing the health care bill divided into two segments, and we're on the second running, so to speak, second half, so to speak, on this particular presentation now being talked about throughout the television, talk shows, and news commentaries. And this, I think, is worthwhile to place in the hopper about how things could happen. And this is a quote to the Wall Street Journal conference on top corporate executives, and this is none other than Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. So consider this as a backdrop of how you should look at things as they proceed with this administration. His quote, "You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. Things that we had postponed for too long that were long-term are now immediate and must be dealt with. This crisis provides the opportunity for us to do things that you could not do before." Try that on what you think about the pandemic. Anyway, this is the new administration. This is the change a lot of people are seemingly happy with, though the polls show a bit of concern. I'm going to give out the address and publicly thank Eric Pratt for being on Born on the 4th of July. And if you were wanting to write and become a member of Gun Owners, let me give you that address, 8001 Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S, Forbes Place, Suite 102, that's Springfield, Virginia. Once again, 8001 Forbes, like the magazine, F-O-R-B-E-S, Forbes Place, Suite 102, Springfield, Virginia, 22151. Or if you'd like to call for a membership, 703-321-8585, Gun Owners of America. So you'll appreciate what they're doing. You can go to their website, as he gave out, and maybe join with them. You might have friends or family that are already members and appreciate what they're doing. But think carefully and watch over who is in charge of certain things going on. And if that's the kind of person you would like in that position, and what are the ramifications when someone like Mr. Coe, who has been sleepless over thinking how he could have global regulation of small arms, and he's very concerned and very vocal about that, now in a very, very high place in the Department of State, working through with foreign governments and in a very key position, knowing full well that you have an idea of what he's sleepless about, you might be less comfortable as it goes. So it's interesting that we have a lot of things going on. We have writers such as Salenti saying he feels very definitely that there is the launch of a second revolution. And he's a trendsetter, and he's not very often proved wrong. And he recently wrote that on August 12th, exactly, and he's suggesting that maybe that has begun. And he cited reasons for that. In his article, he talked about the Tea Parties of April 15th and then demonstrations on July 4th. And now the healthcare story and the resistance to that. And then he went on to say the pandemic might be just the very best effort to bring about maybe resistance across America. So check out Mr. Salenti as a trend forecaster and see if you think in terms that he might be on track. His track record, actually, is extraordinary in being capable and able to predict the trends that have come about. His track record is almost impeccable. So take heed, America. Mr. Salenti is suggesting that the revolution has begun. We talked a little bit last hour about Eric Holder, and I think he's an interesting study to have this very, very high office. And I believe he's probably had a good career, and he has worked very hard to attain the stature that he has now. But I just thought it might be interesting to share with you just a little bit about what he did and where he was in his career. And so he has fulfilled a lot of different things that would bring him to the position he is in. He was a senior legal advisor for Obama as a campaign team. And he now serves as the head of the Department of Justice, a cabinet-level position. And a very important gentleman he is, Eric Holder, Jr., and he is the first African-American, I prefer calling him an American, but indeed he is an American, and he is the first so-called, they say, African-American to serve as Attorney General. I would say Eric Holder, an American, is serving as Attorney General. But he did serve on the campaign. He is the head of the Department of Justice. And for those of you, yes, it is a cabinet-level position. He would give advice and opinions to the president. And he heads the executive branch department and oversees the work of U.S. attorneys based throughout the United States. The Attorney General is fourth in line of succession behind the Secretary of State, the Treasurer, and Defense in that category after the Vice President. He went to work right out of law school in the public integrity section of the Department of Justice, 1976 to 1988. From 1988 to 1993, Eric Holder was a judge of the Superior Court of the D.C. area, and this was an appointment by President Reagan. In 1993, Eric Holder was appointed by President Clinton as U.S. Attorney for D.C. And in 1997, President Clinton promoted Holder to a position of Deputy Attorney General, which he held until being nominated by President Obama to the office of Attorney General. He was born in 1951 in the Bronx on the East Seaboard, and he attended Columbia University, had a degree in history in 1973, and a law degree from Columbia in 1976. So his qualifications, he's been in the situation of the Department of Justice. He would have great exposure through many years, and let us hope that he will be a good and just Attorney General. So he will have great sway on what will occur in many ways throughout this land in the next few years. And it was interesting because, you know, the Bush administration certainly did make moves in many areas of surveillance and confinement, extraordinary rendition, and all that. And so, are they going to change in this administration? It seems like there was an interview in around April or May, earlier in the spring or that time frame, when I noticed on television he had an interview about extraordinary rendition and that kind of a program. Well, I remember, and maybe like you, I first heard those terms in the late 90s, early 2000, and I wondered, what on earth could that be? And yet it was sort of hush-hush and on the QT and over there and maybe a foreign country involved, and nobody was really fessing up to what extraordinary rendition entailed. Well, recently, this administration, the Obama administration, had a chance to make a little bit of reform in regard to what is a state secret or what should be kept seriously away from the public. And it appears that this new administration is going to go on with the same kind of state secret abuse that the administration used heretofore. So those things do not look too good. But once again, this is America, and you could surely decide that you can call and find out because you might want to know about the idea of rendition. What does that entail? And is that going to continue? And for those of you who might not know, it involves unmarked planes, flight plans that nobody really knows about, countries that don't have too many civil rights, incarceration where no one knows where you are, abuse that maybe we could only, you know, imagine. Most of us couldn't even go there with the reality. And being picked up when you didn't suspect it, taken off in this unmarked plane to this unknown prison in this very dubious country like Bulgaria or Egypt, And there you're planted because, you know, that's extraordinary rendition. And we're not going to talk about it because it's under the state secrets of the Bush administration and now Obama. We'll come back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, final segment for this hour. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, the listening audience, and I hope you might join with me with a call if you'd like. We'll give out that number in a few moments. But anyway, it is very, very concerning that we had an administration where many had high hopes that it would be more open and more available. And once again, I think of this idea of the extraordinary rendition in a recent case, I believe it was in San Francisco, and information came out that their approach would be somewhat very similar to that of the former administration on the secret of the state and all of that being not able to open them up. So maybe this Justice Department has reneged on certainly what the candidate Obama had said that they would do. So we need to be aware. This is the same Attorney General that, remember, talked about a nation of cowards when it comes to race relations, and also the fact we have the president using a statement of people clinging to guns. So we would hope that you will go to Gun Owners of America and other websites that you find suitable and do your research and therefore become advised and aware of the threat to the Second Amendment that we may face in these times that some people call, according to Salenti, the Second American Revolution. And then, of course, we quoted from Ron Paul, where he talked about revolutionary change. And he is very astute in taking a good look at what's out there in front of us as citizens of the United States. It is our moment to stand tall, and I would like to end this hour with giving you telephone numbers where you could call and register how you feel. Long distance isn't costing as much as it used to, and some of these numbers are toll-free. 877-851-6437. That's 877-851-6437. You need to know your zip code, but then you can get right through and request just who you want to speak with, and they'll help you there. 866-220-0044. 866-220-0044, or then you could call 202, which would be a call that would cost you some, 225-3121. In case you'd like to remind President Obama about transparency and openness, you might call 202-456-1111. Once again, the President, 202-456-1111. You could even, after this moment together here, you could ask about CIFTA and his comment in Mexico. We'll be right back shortly.
With recent internet.